Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello, I'm John Jeffers, your host here at the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network. I've been thinking about something for a while, and I've given a lot of consideration and thought, and I want to share it with you, the listeners and subscribers, and for the financial supporters, those of you that have given through Patreon.com and through Podbean.com, which is the platform for this showgram. I wanted you to hear it from me. It's become painfully clear when I the last year and a half that this market for prepping and patriots is like saturated to the max. And because CRN was really started for preppers and then Patriots was added later on, I didn't realize how saturated the market was with programs like my own. So, I've been doing the Contra Radio Network now for 4 years. We have reached that point where we aren't growing. Audience isn't getting bigger. And because I'm not sure how to make it grow anymore. And the reason I'm saying this is, for example, if you follow CRN on the Facebook, we have about 300 subscribers, give or take any day. Got a little bit more, a little bit less. But we're not gaining anything. We're only getting about 80, maybe 90 downloads for every episode. So somewhere in between there is a disconnect. It's not connecting. Missing it. And because we aren't getting the downloads that I thought we would be getting or that we should be getting, no advertisers. No advertisers, no money. You know how it is. You're not stupid. But I've talked over with Rob and Dawn, but the last 24 hours I haven't been able to get a hold of her. Oh well, it happens sometimes. I get it. Let's face it. You know, everybody has their full-time job. Not me. I'm retired. This is what I do. However, I'm not blaming anybody. Anybody's choices that I put into leadership or given a show to, that's been my choice, my decision. However, with all that said, we're not growing. Audience isn't getting bigger. We've hit a wall. It almost seems, God, I'm going to hate to say this too. It almost seems that we had a better audience when we were with Blog Talk Radio. That was, again, my choice to leave. I didn't think we were getting the value for our money. Maybe I was wrong. It won't be the first time I've been wrong, and it won't be the last. I guarantee you that. So, I've been thinking about whether or not to revamp the format of CRN. Now, Rob loves doing the videos. He does. He loves doing them, and, you know, you like the growing homestead, so do I. But even Rob understands the situation. Now, some of you are saying, well, maybe if you paid Rob and Dawn. I've tried. They won't take it. That's how much they believe in this. They won't even take money for it, for their time and their efforts that they've actually put forth, you know, the effort they have to make CRN successful. So, what I've done is I've decided, executive decision, so to speak, I'm going to take a hiatus, and I'm not quitting it because I hate to quit. Take a hiatus. Take a break. Let's rethink what CRN should and can be. Now, over the years, I have made the offer, and I make the offer again, to anyone who wants to do a show on CRN, whether it be a podcast, you just do audio, or you want to do a video, or both, get a hold of me. That offer still stands today. ContraRadio@live.com. That's my email. Get a hold of me. Only a handful of people actually took up on it. One was Julie, then Dawn, then Rob, and we had Joe Higgins. Terry was my co-host for a while. Brandon was for a short time. And Brian Kisler did his New Mexico prepping, New Mexico West prepping. He did his for a while, but he had some personal issues and he couldn't do it anymore. I get it. None of them came back. Some of the issues that I have, and again, personal decisions are on me. Well, tonight or today we're drinking Vitamin Water Zero. Yes. In the meantime, we have too many people saying, oh yeah, we'll help you out, we'll help you out, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it, and nothing ever happens. And again, I get it. You get busy. You don't always figure it out. I understand that. I do. It's not, sometimes you just can't get through it. So, looks like my daughter's calling me from Europe. I'll have to call her back. That's her graduation gift from college. Sent her to Europe for a month. Oh, well. Well, getting back to it, I just want you to know, for you people that have been financial donors on Patreon.com, I have suspended. I deleted that account. So you will not be charged monthly. I don't believe that you should be charged for something you're not getting. Just the way I am. I don't think you should pay for when I'm not producing the videos and the podcasts that you want to hear. So, getting back to it, I need, and Rob is, you know, I approached Rob with it, and Terry, and Dawn. And so now I'm going to approach you with it too. We need to revamp our format. The prepper market, which is a niche market, is saturated. Lots of people doing what we're doing. Something else that needs to be brought up, Facebook and YouTube are somewhat censoring our information that we put out. Many people on Facebook have got a hold of me saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not getting your, you know, any of your posts in the news feed. Interesting. First time I heard it, looked into it. Other people have the same issue. So obviously, Facebook is kind of clamping down, which is what I figured they'd be doing. YouTube, again, not quite all outright, but there are some episodes that aren't on the list. The ones after that episode are. So that tells me we're being censored. Hey, you know what? It's their platform. It's not a public platform. It's owned privately. They can do it. It's their sandbox. They can do what they want with their toys. Doesn't mean I have to play with it. So, what I want to do again is rethink a new format. You know, at one point last night during a discussion with Rob, I thought maybe it should be topic driven. And I thought, no, because we're kind of doing that now. But maybe we could be event driven, responding to events that we see occurring around us. Maybe that'd be something. Terry opined that he would like me to be a bitter old man, just bitching up one side down the other. And Rob points out that Alex Jones has done that, and he loses his mind every episode. But that's another issue with Alex. So while we search for a new format, and hopefully we get some new blood, new different kinds of shows. There's plenty of shows available. What I'm saying is, if you want to do a show, that's great. We'll give you a shot at it. You can ask Brian, you could ask Rob or Dawn. I never tell them what to say, what kind of show to do. They are free to choose, say, and do what they wish. I don't have time to babysit them. I'm not going to. They're adults. I've trusted them with my access to my platform to go ahead and put out what they want. The same I'm going to offer for anybody else. You want to do a show, I don't care. Fine, do the show. Are you going to have to put out a little bit of money for equipment? A little bit. But, you know, not everything's free in the world. I get it. Some people don't want to spend $50. I mean, headphones and a boom mic are going to run you $20-$25, you know. Maybe if you might have to spend another $20 on, say, audio recording software for your computer. You could use Audacity. Rob uses Audacity. It's free. All you got to do is then email me your episodes, and I convert them if they need to be converted from one file format to another to make sure we could upload it. I do not censor what you have to say. What I do ask is one thing. Don't tell me you want to be a progressive liberal. I can't stand it. It's a mental disease, and I won't tolerate it on my shows. I won't. Other than that, you're free to talk about whatever you want. You can. You know, so this is where I'm at. This is what's going to happen. We're going on hiatus for a bit. I have to figure out how to make this work. Because, like I said, there's a transition that we're missing. Something that's interesting also is iTunes aren't taking any more podcaster stuff. So I'm in there. I'm on the iTunes. You know, I got a call from Casey down in Louisiana last week. He's starting up a different show. He won't have Marshall with him, but he'll have another co-host. And that's great. But this is where we're at CRN. I had expected within 4 years to have a large enough audience that, you know, we could pick up a sponsor, some advertisers or whatnot. It just hasn't happened. So, while I rethink about whether we should stay with Podbean and, God forbid, go back to Blog Talk Radio and just like, oh, you know, I'm not against Blog Talk. I just think it could be a lot better than what it should be for what we're paying for. On the other hand, they did deliver numbers that I'm not getting with Podbean. So I got to figure that one out too. But anyways, this is where we're at. I wanted you to hear it from me. You know, on occasion, Justin in Wisconsin asked, hey, are you still going to keep the Facebook page open? I told him I'd post a few things a day just to kind of keep us on the radar. Nothing spectacular, nothing great. Got to refigure not just a new format, but how to sell it. Now, we aren't doing something different or than anybody else is doing. We're all doing pretty much the same thing. So, that's where we're at. I mean, we had one live call-in. We did live call-in. Couldn't get anybody to call in. Put up phone numbers when we're going to be doing it live. No. You know what? One episode we had three guys calling. Three people. Out of 300? Missing the disconnect. I don't know where the disconnect is. I got to find it. Maybe it's just the way the show is run. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But from time to time, I will probably throw up some commentaries periodically because I have to justify the expenditure of money to Podbean. So that's it, folks. This is where we're at. That's all I wanted to tell you. Stay. Keep the faith with us. We'll see what happens. You know, and I'm not getting back to you. If I decide it can't be revamped, it's just not going to work, I'll tell you. I'm cutting it off. We're done. But before then, I just want to make sure that we try to cover every base before going to that level. So, and that's it, folks. That's where we're at. So, I'll keep you posted. I'm John Jeffers. I'm the host of the Jeffers Brief, and I'm the founder of Contra Radio Network. I'm not ashamed to say it, I am. And I'm not ready to quit yet. Not yet. All right. So stay focused, stay listening, and we'll see what happens. I'm John Jeffers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a listener.